Welcome to the WBGO Journal. I'm Doug Doyle. Today we'll preview the 16th annual Montclair Jazz Festival with the president and founder of Jazz House Kids, Melissa Walker.
The festival's mantra is hear live music, see live music, be live music.
I'll chat with acclaimed actor, singer, and voice artist Keith David, who will be releasing his debut jazz album soon and will be performing at the Pittsburgh International Jazz Festival.
My early heroes are Nat King Cole, and I always felt that he sounded like I felt inside.
And we continue WBGO's Voices of Wellness series, as John Kalish has the story of Amanda Linus from New Jersey, who is battling Parkinson's disease.
I'm making amazing progress with it, but nothing's going to bring me back to playing where I played.
All this coming up today on the WBGO Journal. It's become one of the biggest festivals around the country, at least the most anticipated in our area. The 2025 Montclair Jazz Festival Jamboree begins at noon on Saturday, September 13th, followed by the block party that will begin at 8 p.m. And joining us, as always, to talk about this great event is the Jazz House Kids founder and president, Melissa Walker. Melissa and her husband, Christian McBride, created the Montclair Jazz Festival back in 2010 in Ishwain Park. Back then, it was a much smaller event, but now it's huge. Great to see you, Melissa.
It is so great to be here, Doug. Thank you. Thank you. As always, there probably wouldn't be a jazz festival if it weren't for WBGO, because there wouldn't be a Jazz House Kids.
Well, that is true. With some suggestions from WBGO and Gary Walker, you eventually created Jazz House Kids, prominent in this festival again. But what a time it is to be Melissa Walker and Christian McBride. You know, I just had Christian on to talk about his brand new album, Without Further Ado, Volume 1. And both of you were just on national television talking about this festival.
Yeah, we're so proud of this festival. I'm so proud of the work that he's doing, bringing young talent and just carrying on this tradition. So I'm his biggest fan. And I think that the Jazz House and the work of the festival is just an extension of our commitment to this cultural art form and our desire to really support emerging talent and then bring the very best that we can to our neighbors and to do it, Doug, with no tickets required. And that's a big lift these days, but it is hugely important to us, and we would not be more excited than to present the 16th annual Montclair Jazz Festival Downtown Jamboree next Saturday.
We talked about it last year, how far this event has come. Now you have another stellar lineup, but what you said earlier is key. You have emerging talent, and then, of course, you have the superstars. So we'll talk about the superstars first. The Gotham Kings, led by trumpeter and two-time Grammy-nominated Alfonso Horn, will kick off the festival. What do you want to say about Alfonso?
You know, I think what's so beautiful about what Alfonso is doing, not only is he a celebrated trumpeter, you know, but he's bringing the style of New Orleans that we all love, the second line and that feel that is about bringing people together, literally in the streets. You know, that's an art form that we're thrilled to have at the festival this year. They're going to start promenading down Bloomfield Avenue, our main corridor in Montclair. And I know they will bring with them so many fans and friends who are just that infectious music and that style, that intricate style, that interplay that happens while they walk. With that second line sound. So we're thrilled to kick off the Gotham Kings. They will be with us all day long. They will weave in and out throughout acts on the entire festival site. And that energy, it's just infectious. So we couldn't be more thrilled that they're joining us.
And also you have acclaimed saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin in Phoenix with this meld of jazz, R&B, and funk.
Lakeisha is just tearing up stages. You know, she is a fantastic artist, a fantastic, incredible musicianship, as well as an entertainer. And so when she comes to stage, you know, oftentimes you don't want to have to follow her. So we are, in fact, closing the show with Lakeisha Benjamin in Phoenix. You know, she's also someone who has been a part of the Jazz House. She's helped us with our Chica Power program a number of years ago when she was teaching with us. And she's just a big voice on the scene in terms of, and she's a big voice on the scene and a role model for so many young girls who want to play this music. And so she's really important on and off stage, and she brings a powerhouse show.
Another great surprise is you can hear this gentleman on Christian's new album, Singing Moanin', is Jose James. He will be there performing as well. And I know Christian was talking about, you know, when it comes to just singing some of these classic tunes,
yeah,
Jose really stands out. I know Christian just loves his voice.
Oh, you know, he's a tremendous voice and also just this soulful, wonderful person. But we are really thrilled to have him back. We had him, you know, I don't know how long ago, but, you know, we're glad to have him back and bring him back to the festival. You know, I think what's so special about him is that he has this ability to sing just about anything. But for me and Christian, what we love the most is when Jose James is singing jazz. And so we know that he will bring another incredible show, and he will weave the Jose James magic. You know, he's got his new project on Coltrane. You know, he has done the Bill Withers project, his own work. He is an incredible artist. And again, he's also this artist that wants to nurture young talent. So whenever he comes to Jazz House, he's so encouraging to our music stage. So he's just so at home, and we love him, and we're glad he's with us again.
And not only are we going to have the sounds of New Orleans from the Gotham Kings, but we're going to have Afro-Latin rhythms and unmatched musicality from Luisito Quintero, the Grammy-winning master percussionist from Venezuela. I know that he's going to bring the crowd to its feet.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, we are talking about one of the giants of this music. You know, he's on over 700 recordings, a multi-Grammy and Latin Grammy artist. He is the who's who call. And so for him to bring his group called Third Element, and for the first time, you know, be in Montclair and to be a part of the Jazz House experience and the Montclair Jazz Festival, we're really thrilled. I'm sure he's hoping that maybe Christian will jump on stage with him. They've done a lot of work together, but this man is the first call. And you want to talk about Afro-Latin and Latin jazz, he's the first call. His group is fantastic. I kind of can't wait to see what he has in store for us.
And last but not least, of course, Christian McBride's Ursa Major is the 9-time Grammy Award-winning bold, multi-generational quintet will be playing. But as you mentioned, Christian likes to jump up on stage and join a lot of these performers because he can.
Yeah. Listen, I this group, Ursa Major, I just love what they're doing. And quite frankly, it's the tradition of the music really being brought to life again. I mean, it's a folk music. It's handed down from one generation to the next. You know, people handed it down to, you know, the greats. The greats handed it down to Christian, and Christian is playing it forward by handing it down and, you know, putting these fantastic musicians on stage. Each of them now, their careers are just taking flight. And so they never disappoint, and it's exciting to see. And again, for an organization such as Jazz House Kids, dedicated to fostering young talent, there's nothing better than to see these young musicians in Ursa Major who inspire our musicians, because I know a number of them will be gracing the stages around the world in due time. So last year for the 15th annual, we had over 25,000 people coming from far and wide in the downtown corridor. And so we expect to see numbers like that, especially with the gorgeous day ahead. And not only, Doug, will they have two stages of music, the Family Jazz Discovery Zone, they will also have new this year inside of Lackawanna Station, which has been restored, will host the Improbable Art Expo. And so, you know, fans that are coming down for the festival not only will enjoy all of the music and all of the offerings, the food and the jazz bar and emerging artists and the Family Jazz Discovery Zone and everything going on at the main stage at McBride's World at Sea and on our emerging stage, now they can go through Lackawanna Station for this incredible art expo. We're really thrilled. We're really appreciative that BDP Holdings, who are building out that Lackawanna Plaza area, have put such an array of artists together. You know, the festival's mantra is hear live music, see live music, be live music. So you can hear it all day long from noon to 10 p.m. You can literally see it by going into the Art Expo. And of course, you can see it by being a part of this extravaganza with your neighbors and then dancing in the streets with our block party and DJ Brother Mister. A lot in store.
And that's September 13th, Saturday, starts at noon, the Montclair Jazz Festival Jamboree. And as Melissa just mentioned, the block party continues everything at 8 o'clock on the downtown stage. And Lackawanna Plaza is the place you want to be, Lackawanna Station, for the start at noon of the 2025 Montclair Jazz Festival Jamboree. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Melissa. Congratulations, and we'll see you there.
Thank you.
WBGO is a proud sponsor of the 2025 Montclair Jazz Festival. You can hear much more about the Jazz House Kids All-Stars and the Jazz House Collective during the interview with Melissa Walker on the WBGO YouTube channel. Keith David is an Emmy Award-winning actor, voice artist, and producer whose career spans more than four decades. You recognize him. He's released the first single, Old Devil Moon, from his debut jazz album, and he'll be appearing at the Pittsburgh International Jazz Festival on Saturday, September 20th. Jazz fans also know him for his work that led to a Tony Award nomination for his role as Chimney Man in Jelly's Last Jam, and also as the narrator of Ken Burns' wonderful 2001 documentary, Jazz, and many others, including Burns' 2021's Muhammad Ali. And for portraying, can't forget this, Dr. Facilier in Disney's Princess and the Frog, singing Friends on the Other Side. Great to see you, Keith.
Thank you, man. Great to see you.
While you've been a Hollywood icon for so many years, jazz is your first love, isn't it?
It really is.
Tell me about when you first got interested in jazz.
Well, growing up, my father was a big jazz enthusiast, and, you know, mostly, a lot of avant-garde jazz and a lot of instrumental jazz. And so I grew up, you know, jazz was in my household. But, you know, as I think about it, jazz has always been, you know, in commercials, in movie themes, there, you know, it's always been in the fabric of our society. And so I just, and I particularly love the Great American Songbook. You know, my early heroes are Nat King Cole. I mean, I remember as a child seeing reruns because of, you know, the originals were just on the cusp of my being like born. Watching Nat King Cole, you know, walk out on that, you know, come out on the black stage, that spotlight would hit him, and there he is in that sharp shark skin suit or tuxedo. And I'm like, oh my God, I want to look like that. And I always felt that he sounded like I felt inside. So, I grew up feeling that every feeling I ever had, there was a Nat Cole song that befitted that feeling. Now, when I got to know other artists like Joe Williams, I could say the same thing about Joe. Joe had a song for everything we felt like. And Billy Eckstein and these Johnny Hartman, these guys thrilled me. And, you know, I embraced all that That's so.
For some reason, you loved all that, but you were blessed with one of the most incredible voices of all time. I saw your TikTok video where you heard Old Devil Moon playing in public for the first time. What was that like for you?
It was, I mean, I was like, oh my God, that's me. I learned later on that they played it 8 more times that day. So it was a wonderful, wonderful feeling. I mean, it's great when you see your work out there and see other people appreciate it. It's a wonderful feeling. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I look at you, and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eye. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the sky blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eye. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes fill me with love.
The Pittsburgh International Jazz Festival is one of my personal favorites and been there many times. What does it mean for you to play in Pittsburgh at this festival?
Well, Pittsburgh is one of my favorite towns, so I have a lot of connection with Pittsburgh. When I, back in the early '80s, I did A Midsummer Night's Dream there. I played Othello there. And when I did Othello there in the mid '80s, it hadn't been done since Paul Robeson had done it in
Wow.
Pittsburgh, and so I was like, it was thrilling to me. So I have a, and some, a couple of my best friends I met in Pittsburgh. So I have a great fond relationship with Pittsburgh. Plus, Seven Guitars is one of my great experiences on the stage. And August is from Pittsburgh, and he writes about the Hill District. I did a play called Seven Guitars, and it talked, it was all about the Hill District. And I've spent some time up in the Hill District. I've pumped some iron,
I love
in
it. I love
Pittsburgh.
it. People are going, oh, that voice. Yeah. And during the jazz documentary by Ken Burns, you made that so special. When did you know that you had this voice that would forever link you to greatness on stage, singing, film, television? It's so beautiful, to be honest with you.
Well, I appreciate that, but I still work on my voice, and I'm an actor, so I work on my voice. How other people react to it, that's one thing, and I'm deeply grateful for that always. But I'm just working stiff doing my work.
During that documentary, what did you learn about jazz that you didn't know as you were going through?
As I said, since jazz was always such a part of my life, and I didn't, I hadn't experienced any of the struggles that jazz artists, in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, 50s, had to face. To learn the, because it's such a beloved music and such an art form, to learn the struggles, especially of the black artists of the time, and the white artists who tried to appropriate it, You know, all of those struggles. I never had any idea about that stuff. And I've learned more consequently since I started working on it, since we worked on jazz. But it's like, wow, to have such beauty come out of such hardship, that's unique, to say the least. But you know, it speaks volumes to the great jazz artists of our time who are ambassadors for peace and harmony. And what can happen when you let it be about the work, when you let it be about the music.
Yeah, speaking of the music, what do you want to tell us about this debut jazz album for you, Old Devil Moon? But there are many more coming our way.
Yeah, you know, it's just some of my favorite tunes, and I wanted to have a little fun and some diversity, you know, so that's what I attempted to do, and I hope you like it.
Oh, can't wait. My daughter and I, and my son-in-law, great fans of Princess and the Frog. how fun was that role for you?
Well, it was great fun for me.
Don't you disrespect me, little man. Don't you derogate or deride. You're in my world now, not your world. And I got friends on the other side.
He's got friends on the other side.
That's an echo, gentlemen. Just a little something we have here in Louisiana. A little parlor trick, don't worry. Sit down at my table. Put your minds at ease. If you relax, it will enable me to do anything I please. I can read your future. I can change it around some too. I look deep into your heart and soul. You do have a soul, don't you, Lawrence? Make your wildest dreams come true. I got voodoo, I got hoodoo, I got things I ain't even tried. And I got friends on the other side.
He's got friends on the other side.
The cards, the cards, the cards will tell. The past, the present, and the future as well. The cards.
And, a red letter in my career. And the funny thing is, one of the things that made me sure that I wanted to be an actor was when I saw Hans Christian Andersen with Danny Kaye. And very purposely, I auditioned with the Ugly Duckling song for Dr. Facilier. And I got the job. So, I mean, but I say it because that's one of the, when I saw Hans Christian Andersen, I knew I wanted to be an actor, because what Danny Kaye was doing is what I wanted to do. I wanted to act and sing and, you know, do that stuff.
It's wonderful. You've made the right career choices, obviously an amazing actor and singer. Best of luck, Keith David, with the new jazz album and your performance at the Pittsburgh International Jazz Festival on Saturday, September 20th. An honor to talk to you, sir.
Thank you, man.
You can hear my entire interview with Keith David and find out much more about the Pittsburgh International Jazz Festival at WBGO.org. New Jersey mandolinist Barry Mitterhoff is known as an ace bluegrass player. He's also performed with a mandolin orchestra and the blues rock band Hot Tuna. Mitterhoff has Parkinson's disease, but as WBGO's John Kalish reports, that hasn't prevented him from teaching.
Barry Mitterhoff grew up in Springfield and Irvington, then attended Rutgers Livingston College, where he majored in sociology, but managed to study with jazz musicians on the faculty, including Kenny Barron and Ted Dunbar. After three semesters, Mitterhoff dropped out of college to play music full-time. This is Mitterhoff playing in 1972 with the Bottle Hill Boys, a bluegrass band based in Madison, New Jersey. He was about 20 at the time. Mitterhoff's Aunt Sylvia gave him his first mandolin. She had played in a mandolin orchestra in Newark as a teenager. Years later, with more family help, he bought one of the most coveted mandolins ever made.
This is a Gibson F5 mandolin. I've had it since 1979. But I always loved the sound of it. And my father helped me buy it. At the time, it was $4,000. I never bought anything worth $4,000 in my life. And I've had it ever since.
Mitterhoff is now 72 and lives in a senior citizens housing complex in Scotch Plains. He's thin, bespectacled, and walks with a cane. Inside his one-bedroom apartment, he runs down his career after the Bottle Hill Boys, which includes a stint with the bluegrass band Skyline, started by Tony Trischka, one of the most respected modern banjo players. Skyline was initially formed to do gigs in public schools in Bergen County. Mitterhoff was also a member of the blues rock band Hot Tuna, which was started by two former members of the psychedelic rock group Jefferson Airplane. He performed with Hot Tuna over the course of 16 years. Here's guitarist Jorma Kaukinen.
Barry was a heavy cat as a musician. You know, like, I don't read, Barry can read. He knew lots more about different kinds of music, etc., etc. He brought an awful lot to the table.
For 23 years, Kaukinen ran a music camp at his farm in Ohio. Mitterhoff taught mandolin at the camp.
Every now and then you meet somebody that you consider born to teach. His ability to make these sort of arcane regions of knowledge accessible to normal mortals always impressed me.
Mitterhoff's teaching career began when he was just 15. After he learned to play guitar, he taught other kids in his neighborhood. Over the years, he always juggled teaching with touring and recording.
Teaching has been a constant all the way through my playing. I can't expect students to be as into it as I was. I was a total maniac. I tell the students sometimes, if I demonstrate something to them, it might not be as fast or as clean as it was originally, but I tell them what it should sound like.
Mitterhoff says that as a result of the Parkinson's, the lessons he gives are a bit shorter than they used to be, but he still gets the lesson conveyed. One of the students he's most proud of is Wayne Fugate. This is Fugate playing lead mandolin on a home recording he made. Fugate studied with Mitterhoff for 5 years and went on to play professionally and teach.
Barry, being the great, generous guy that he is, would open doors for me as he felt I was ready. And so as soon as I had some fiddle tunes under my belt, he encouraged me to play square dances in Montclair with him. Those were probably my earliest experiences playing for any kind of a live audience.
Mitterhoff still goes to bluegrass festivals and enjoys jamming in parking lots with old friends, but it appears that his performing days are behind him.
I'm making amazing progress with it, but nothing's going to bring me back to playing where I played. It's not going to sound like me when I was playing with Tony Trischka.
Mitterhoff's determination to continue teaching is heartening, says former student Wayne Fugate.
The way that he's handled himself from diagnosis through present day has just been inspiring. It just kind of gives you pause and makes you wonder how someone has music so deeply ingrained in their DNA that they're able to overcome the physical limitations that a disease like Parkinson's puts on you. Who does that? Barry.
Mandolin students come to Mitterhoff through his Facebook page, which has a photo of himself with his Aunt Sylvia, who gave him his first mandolin all those years ago. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.
John Kalish's feature is part of WBGO's Voices of Wellness series, made possible in part by a grant from the Horizon Foundation for New Jersey. Thanks for listening to the WBGO Journal. I'm Doug Doyle. Join us next Saturday morning at 5:30 for another edition of the award-winning WBGO Journal. In the meantime, stay tuned to the world's greatest jazz and blues station, WBGO, at WBGO.org.